Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. You may have heard about the outburst by double amputee Oscar Pistorius after his unexpected defeat in the 200-meter race at the Paralympic Games. The South African athlete known as Blade Runner complained that his opponents had the advantage of longer prosthetic blades. Officials have found no evidence to support the claim, which has tarnished Pistorius's glow as a paragon of athletic virtue. Heard anything else about the Paralympic Games that kicked off on August 29th? We haven't. U.S. coverage has been scant and pretty difficult to find. And it's not just us. Only a Games' Karen Given is a professional sports reporter who described to us the hoops that she had to jump through to watch the Paralympics.
Well, the first thing I did is I turned on that little guide on my TV. You know, I'm scrolling through all the channels, and on my guide, the sports is always in green, so that helps. And so I find the 1972 Olympics on some ESPN channel, but that's not what I'm looking for, so I keep going and going and going. And when I got down to a channel that was showing, I think it's the Bundesliga, I don't even know how to say it, I knew I had definitely gone too far. Then I went online, right, because I hadn't found anything scrolling through, and I found a press release that said it was on NBC Sports. So then I have to look and find NBC Sports. I mean, do you know where that is on your cable TV channels? Neither did I. So I had to search through again, and I finally found it, but it wasn't airing the Paralympics. I had already missed it for the day. So then I wanted to set my DVR to record for the next night, right? So I had to scroll through, let's see, motorcycle racing, a couple of outdoor programs. I had to scroll through three different shows about guns, two different shows about hunting white-tailed deer, and then I finally found the 1 hour that NBC has dedicated to the Paralympics.
Only a Games' Karen Given there explaining the considerable commitment American viewers need to watch the Paralympic Games on NBC. David Stringer is a London correspondent for the Associated Press who wrote about the lack of U.S. coverage. We reached him in London. Hi there, David.
Hi, nice to hear from you.
Thanks so much for being with us. You heard Karen there detailing her search for the Paralympic Game coverage here in the U.S. How does that compare to where you are?
It's incredible to hear that story, and that's exactly why we wrote about it, because, you know, campaigners in the United States, it's exactly what they feared, that coverage would be very difficult to come across. And it's a completely different picture here in Britain and also across, you know, many other countries. Just in Britain, just on a normal, regular, free-to-air channel called Channel 4, mm-hmm. That's a channel that everyone has in their home, they have 150 hours of programming. Live programming every single evening just on their main channel. And they've also created three extra channels. They're on sort of cable, online, on satellite providers, and that's showing 350 hours more programming. So, you know, you can pretty much see live Paralympic sport throughout the day in Britain. And it's not just true here. The same is true in Australia. You know, they have 100 hours or more of coverage there. Also across places like Brazil, South Korea, Japan, China. You know, most of the world is seeing these things live.
It's stunning. In fact, we tried to see Pistorius run the 100 meters today and jump through hoops and couldn't find it. And a number of people have expressed anger and frustration over the lack of coverage. Now, this is on top of complaints about NBC's restrictive coverage of the Olympic Games themselves. Has NBC or any other media outlet responded to the complaints?
Sure. I mean, I spoke to NBC at length when I was writing about it. And there's one key difference that they emphasize between the Olympics and the Paralympics. And that's that actually for the Paralympics, they're not the rights holder. The rights holder is the U.S. Olympic Committee rather than NBC. So the decisions on how much is shown in the United States aren't down totally to the broadcaster. You know, and the U.S. Olympic Committee, what they say when I talk to them about this is, But from their point of view, they think public recognition of the Paralympics is still, in their words, very much in its infancy in the United States. That's their view. You know, obviously, campaigners and sports fans, you know, just people who want to see these events, they perhaps have a different view.
Well, of course, the Democratic National Convention is going on, grabbing a lot of headlines here in the U.S. But it is interesting to me that during the Olympics, we hear so many storylines about the discipline and will and athleticism it takes to become an Olympic athlete. Now, the athletes competing at the Paralympics have to work that much harder than the able-bodied. Yet their stories about triumph over obstacles don't grab at least the American imagination in the same way.
Well, it's extraordinary, and I think, you know, if people in the U.S. were watching and hearing the same stories that we're hearing here in Britain, they'd be just as astounded. There's absolutely compelling human drama here. You know, one of my favorite things in the last week or two is a South African Paralympic swimmer, Achraf Hasim, and he said, you know, his motivation every time he gets in the water is he remembers being chased by a great white shark, the shark that bit off his right leg, caused his impairment. So when he's in the water, that's the thing he thinks about. It's just, you know, fantastic story, and many compelling stories about wounded war veterans, lots of wounded U.S. veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan who came home, recovered, and motivated themselves to use sport as a tool for rehabilitation, but also, you know, to give them a new motivation, and some really fantastic athletes who were wounded veterans. So great, great human stories. And I'm sure if they were being shown in the States, there'd be the same reaction as here, because I can tell you in Britain, several Paralympic athletes are now absolute household names.
So how are Americans who want to see more than this hour of highlights on TV supposed to tune into the Paralympics?
Well, just as your reporter, you know, just as the other correspondent was saying, I guess it sounds incredibly difficult. But look, you know, what the U.S. Olympic Committee said to me is, you know, they are providing extra coverage on their own YouTube channel, so maybe people can check that out if they search for U.S. Paralympics YouTube. That they should find that. Also, NBC on its main channel said that it will screen a show on, I believe, September the 11th. So that is after, obviously, after the Games itself is finished. But that will be a kind of look back, a survey at the whole event, the whole 2 weeks. So they'll be able to see that much more easily, I believe.
We're going to go back to our correspondent, Karen Given. So stay with us for just a minute, David.
Okay.
We heard from her just a minute ago. Now, she did finally find more coverage online. And here's what she had to say about that experience.
You know, for all the uproar that we all have over how hard it is to find the Paralympics, nobody seems to be going to YouTube. When I logged in this morning, there were a lot of different videos in which you could watch about all different sorts of athletes doing all sorts of great things, and they had 9 views, 11 views. You know, we're all up in arms over not being able to find this, but then nobody's watching.
Boy, that's a sad commentary, but, you know, maybe people just aren't keyed in the same way. David, we want to thank you for your help in reporting on this story, and thanks for your time.
No, thank you. Thanks very much.
David Stringer, London correspondent for the AP. You can find a link to his article and see some of the print coverage that we've collected on the Paralympics at wordofmouthradio.org. And special thanks, of course, to Karen Given from Owning a Game. Coming up, Sue Austin. She's a disabled artist and a performer and creator of a wheelchair, which actually allows her to fly, for lack of a better word, underwater. We'll take a dive after a short break when Word of Mouth continues.